Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a press briefing at the Pentagon, U.S. Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, called the Iranian regime a loser in the face of the popular revolts taking place in the Middle East.
Iran is the real loser here, whether they want to admit it or not. They've had no hand in the change sweeping the region except the one they have used to slap back their own people. Violence only begets more violence, while peaceful protest and government restraint can lead to meaningful dialogue and progress and a commitment to change, as we've seen in Egypt, Bahrain, and Tunisia.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates agreed that the transformations taking place in the Mideast constitute a major setback for the Iranian government now, he said, and perhaps even more so in the future.
Because the contrast between the behavior of the militaries in Tunisia and in Egypt, and except for a brief period of violence in Bahrain, contrasts vividly with the savage repression that the Iranians have undertaken against anybody who dares to demonstrate in their country.
That savage repression has continued as thousands of Iranians again took to the streets this month in anti-government demonstrations, spurred by the arrest of Iran's two top reformist leaders, Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, and their wives. Opposition websites report that security forces confronted demonstrators with batons and tear gas and arrested hundreds. In remarks at the Human Rights Council in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took note of how Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has made a show of denouncing violence against protesters in Libya, yet whose security forces have beaten, detained, and in several recent cases killed peaceful protesters in Iran. Secretary of State Clinton said a simple question must be asked. Why do people have the right to live free from fear in Tripoli, but not Tehran?
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.